I want to invite the children forward for a brief children's message. Come on down. So I've got a few here this morning. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming down this morning and hearing a children's message. That was kind of a hard passage I just read. Did you catch all the details of it? Can I quiz you right now? No, I'm actually not going to talk about that passage. I'm going to go back a week to the lesson we had last week, the story of the prodigal son. Do you remember that passage? It's a little easier. It's a story about two boys, brothers. One takes the father's inheritance and goes in a long distance away, and he wastes all the money. Is this ringing a bell? Yeah, you know the story. And the other one stays by the father's side, but he isn't so nice to the father, is he? He's kind of, he just wants the inheritance himself as well. Some people call that story the story of the prodigal son. But I think the story is about a loving father. I want to talk about that with you a little bit this morning. The loving father. Jesus told that story because people did not have a clear picture of who or what God looked like. Okay? Do you think people today have a clear picture of who God looks like today? Thanks for being honest. I think you're right. So I want to give you a picture of two people, and you get to pick which one is God, okay? Which face of God would you like? All right. Well, we're going to use a couple volunteers here this morning. John Leach, can you come down here? Can you give me a really angry face? Look at this. Oh, my goodness. He just said good casting over there. Okay, you're going to hold this stick, and you're going to just pat it on your hand and look angry, okay? Yeah. How does that look? Good? No? I think he's done this before. He's pretty good. Yeah. Okay, so there's one. Now, I need another volunteer. Wally, can you come over here? We need another actor here. Wally, you're going to stand right here, all right? And Wally, you're going to be a loving father, all right? Just you know, like you just found your child that's been lost for a long time. And I just want you to just hold the pose, and I want you to hold this robe and these slippers, okay? So show me your greatest, like, loving kindness kind of face to the children. Oh, great. Right, you can stay right there. That's good. That's good. All right, so here we go. Jesus tells this story to give a picture of who God looks like, okay? What do you guys think of, if you messed up and you had to come home to a father, would you like to come home to this kind of father right here? Yeah? Anybody want to come home to this right here? No, probably not, because you think he'd, if you messed up, do you think he'd punish you? Yeah? Yeah? Very good. All right, thank you, John. You can sit down. This is too much fun. It came so easy. Now we have this loving father. How many of you would like to come home if you've messed up in some way? How would you like to come home to a father that looks like this? Yeah. He's got slippers. He's got a robe. He's got a big smiling face. What a nice guy Wally is. Comes so natural. Thanks for coming up here this morning. Great job. All right. All right, I'll take those. Thank you. Sure. Thanks, Walter. Okay, so we want to think about this. Now, when Jesus was sharing that story, you know, most people actually thought that God looked like the fellow that was standing right here, angry and upset, ready to hurt someone and punish them. Jesus showed that actually the Father looks like this. He's warm and welcoming. And so I want you to just remember this always. If you ever mess up, if you ever sin or do something you shouldn't be doing, God will welcome you back with open arms and love you no matter what. Isn't that cool? But it also means this. God loves sinners and people that make mistakes. And that's a good thing. So sometimes he wants to be close to people that have made mistakes, not to punish them, but to show his love for them. Never forget the face of God, what he looks like. Okay, thanks for coming up this morning. And thank you to our actors. Great job.